Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Primates listening, it is I, Numator479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Spring Hill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Spring Hill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
Dude, I wanna live in the desert.
Oh, yeah, you saw
riding a worm to my job. It's Dune. Man, I fucking love Dune, dude. It is Dune season.
Was it good?
No, I haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
Oh, I thought you went and saw it.
No. So far,
Dune did you see?
The rest of the Dunes. So I have seen so far. I went to go see, because Natalie, my intrepid wife, she did not want to join me yet on the Dune experience because I try to show her David Lynch's Dune.
That's been in the theater. So that's what you saw.
I did see that. But I also saw the new Dune, the Denis Villeneuve Dune, in the theater as well. So I saw both in the theater.
It's not Dennis, it's Denis.
It's Dune. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter his name.
I just need to know.
No, because it's not Maudit. It is not Usil, the base of the tower. I do not care. Right, the Golden Path. Yeah. Dennis. If he's Dennis Villeneuve, then he's not a fancy director. So I'm pretty certain it's Denis. Yeah, but I think it's because it's got a thing. But this is what I'm realizing. All right, because like I'm ready now. I'm preparing my body spiritually. Natalie wasn't ready to watch Dune. I finally showed her sexy new Dune by Denis.
Uh-huh.
Right, she watched it. And she was awake for all of it.
Okay.
So she did see
that's
all
why
of
they,
it.
They build in that alarm clock in the movie it's soundtrack.
It's super crucial.
All right. That's how I stayed up.
Yeah. Are you a wife who is asleep? It is time for the sleeper to awaken.
Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
Hello. How are you?
He's good. They're good. They're good. But Dune is it's coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking to a very special guy this week. It's got a lot to do with Dune. Well, some to do with
Dune. Oh, really?
We're going to be peppering him with questions about Dune. I'm hyped up. I got my rude Duners ready to rise up.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever seen any of the Dunes?
I saw the new Dune, and I seen the documentary Jodorowsky's Dune,
which is the best.
Yeah, that was my favorite of the Dune movies.
Because that was what it should have been done. And technically, would show that Alejandro Jodorowsky, controversial filmmaker who made The Holy Mountain, where he tried to make George Harrison wash his own butthole for 3 minutes, but he refused, which is why Alejandro Jodorowsky had to put himself in the movie. But he made a thing called Jodorowsky's Dune that was showing all of his plans for this. Basically,
looked like the coolest movie ever.
he invented the summer blockbuster before that wasn't even a thought.
Well, no, I mean, Jaws was before that.
No,
Jaws but like, invented the summer blockbuster.
But what he was going to do, that ended up being a giant summer blockbuster. He came up with this concept of stack casting it. Yeah. And doing shit like, you know, having Salvador Dali be in it, have it like do all of this like kind of crazy out there celebrities in it mixed with high budget.
Yeah.
Because Jaws was still working on a limited budget.
Yes.
And so like, because I know that Spielberg was never happy with how the shark looked.
Well, you know, it kept breaking.
Yeah.
The shark kept breaking. And then that's actually what made the movie good. If the shark worked, it would have been a much worse movie.
Absolutely. Which is why he put so much shark in Schindler's List.
Yes.
Which honestly, I'm just glad he got bumped up. It was a great movie. Having him come up out of nowhere and eat Hitler at the end was one of my favorite surprise endings to a film. Sorry, spoiler alert. That's how Schindler's List ends.
Yeah, shark eats Hitler.
Yeah. You're going to need a bigger camp. That's what he said. What a great fake thing. But
are you going with Holden to see the new Dune movie?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
But yes, I am going with Holden, of course. Who mm-hmm. else is going to go? Natalie was conveniently busy.
Yeah.
When I was going to go see the David Lynch Dune, which mm-hmm. I went to go see that in theater. And I'll tell you
what. Those plans got canceled, though.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, Natalie's plans got canceled because Julie was supposed to go, and so her plans got canceled, and we had a lovely day together.
She still said she was booked, and she wasn't going to make it to the David Lynch's Dune, because I will give her credit. She's tried to watch David Lynch's Dune several times,
uh-huh.
but it's like it's right when he meets the Fremen. Everybody falls asleep. I don't know why, but Kyle MacLachlan is fantastic in that. It made me realize just how much Kyle MacLachlan is my Paul. Timothée Chalamet Ding Dong does his best, but honestly, again, he's too fucking skinny.
He's too skinny.
I'm looking at his arms.
I don't believe him, yeah.
He's not trained fighter. He's not a trained fighter.
No.
And I'm looking at being like,
he's too skinny for Wonka.
He needs, honestly, he should have bulked up. Where's his trainer? You got fucking, what's his name? Chris Hemsworth or whatever. He's all jacked up, right? He's all filled with HGH and shit. You could jack him up. He's got plenty of room.
Look
at Timothée Chalamet Ding Dong. He's got shoulders like Annette Bening.
He really needs does. Muscles. He you really I mean? Does he, have Annette Bening's shoulders. It's
he
so
needs
funny.
A fucking body. He need. I feel like
they are sharp.
He needs less bones,
sharp
more muscles.
Shoulders. They call them.
Yes.
Yes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Nowhere near him. But yes, I am excited. But I know I'm starting Side Stories. I'm hijacking for Dune. But
tell her spoon Dune.
What?
Natalie, you'll spoon and watch Dune. You'll hold her.
She can't deal with how hard I get while I watch Dune.
So you'll have to deal with Holden, I guess.
But I was reminded just how good the David Lynch's Dune actually is. The new Dune is good. It's sexy, but we'll see. It's an incomplete film.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, we have to wait till Dune 2 because that's the one thing. I'm watching Dune 1 and all I'm doing is getting a fucking blue balls for the rest of the goddamn story.
Now, is the worm a cock or a vagina?
It is a fuck you. It's a god on earth. And the proprietor of Spice. But it's Shai Hulud.
But we know that Dune is all like, you know, it's like an allegory for fucking, right?
No.
The old,
wrong.
The eight books.
Absolutely incorrect.
Isn't he always talk about it in all the books?
He gets hornier after his wife dies. Yes. Frank Herbert got hornier when his wife died, his editor. He started fucking his other 25-year-old editor. He bought a convertible. And that's when it turned into the honored matres, the super women that could control all of society with the power of their vagina muscles.
Yeah.
But that was later
on. So the worm is a vagina?
No.
It's a fleshlight?
No, it's a guy. It's a god itself.
The worm itself?
The worm is the embodiment of Arrakis. We can't do this.
What are you talking about? I need to learn.
Arrakis? You don't need to learn, but I will force you to. Arrakis has the spice on it, right? And spice is the most important material on the face of the planet, on the
turmeric.
Face of the galaxy, the universe.
That's why every day I get up, I check my turmeric.
You always do, which is why your piss is orange. And so, but the spice is what allows intergalactic travel. It also prolongs life. It's also how the Bene Gesserit, which is the actual, like, powerful body group of women that are sort of running the various political machinations behind the scenes.
The Zendayas.
Not the Zendayas. The Zendayas is one of the Fremen.
By the way, love the outfit.
Yeah, I love her. I love her red carpet outfit. She looks good. She looks like a robot. And apparently it's old. It's like an old outfit. But it's an allegory for oil and about power. Basically, it's about, like, what happens. Dune is really about when the good guys win and become the bad guys again.
Ah.
And why? And we all look to a superhero, or some people look to an ubermensch, like the idea of this this guy, somebody will show up that will be this perfect combination of like leader and protector and philosopher king, and they will come and they will fix all of society, and they will make the perfect dictator. And that's kind of what Paul becomes to understand. That's what's happening to him, because he can see the future. And then so eventually it's about how he's trying to destroy his own path, but he doesn't understand the golden path continues on no matter what you do.
Okay.
Because there's still the children to think of, Children of Dune, number three. We have a lot of show to get to today. I didn't mean to do this long on Dune.
Well, I think it's important.
It's
you care about Dune. You saw two Dune movies over the weekend.
You're letting this go too much. You have to fight me, because I will just talk about Dune.
Talk about it, baby.
But the audience is going away.
Yeah.
We have to.
It's true. It's very boring.
They're running away.
The movies are awful.
But that's the problem, is that the movies inherently
are not
popular.
How are they so popular?
They're not.
The last one made a lot of money, right?
Yeah, but it's only because it's Timothy Chalamet Ding Dong and Jason Momoa is in there.
Momoa, he's in the new one too, even though he died.
He's going to probably come back in three.
Johnny Omaha?
Duncan Idaho. Johnny Omaha is his name in the pornography. This ain't Dune XXX, which is honestly is pretty good. I would take that though. There's a lot of sexual things in Dune. There is a lot of sexuality, but yeah. It's not all about sex. It's about power and about God, the nature of God.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm bored by it.
Yep.
This
is my whole life. But this is what I appreciate. I need this out. I need this attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I need something to push against.
Sandy Star Trek. Dude, it's a Sandy Star Trek.
It's way more. It's closer to Star Wars.
Yeah,
I would put it, but he was influenced by those things and he changed it up specifically. It's basically, it is showing what happens really, if Luke Skywalker won, like what really would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting.
Well, they did win.
Yes, but then they show this idea of like, you know, like they all you have is the Ewoks dancing, going like,
and he waves at the ghost of his father.
And he's like, bye bye. He goes to hell, you know. But it's the, this is different because it shows that like, no matter who you think is the best guy possible, right? Like whoever you think is a hero that's going to fix everything, just the responsibility of putting that on that person's shoulders will inherently corrupt them. Because eventually the responsibility, because there's too many people you got to make happy at once. I've been reading a lot of Marcus Aurelius as well, which is very interesting about like having an emperor's view on the world, which is now, you know, being subject to millions of opinions as a person in ancient history. It's actually very similar to what we each all have to deal with just as normal people on the internet every day nowadays. So there's a lot of lessons to be taken from Meditations.
Okay, great. Cheers.
I'm doing good.
Cheers to Dune.
I had a lot to upload today.
I saw the Bob Marley movie.
Yeah, how was it?
It was fine.
Great. So now let's let's get into some news. This story. So this story is fucked up. This is a good one. There was some good supplementary material on this on Law and Crime, the YouTube channel that I like a lot.
Okay.
Now Denali Bremmer is not a good person. Now, she believed that she would receive millions for recording a murder for a person that she met on the internet. She has now been sentenced to 99 years for this, her part in the murder, because she did not actually pull the trigger. So this is all fucked up.
So is she's not the killer. She's the person who talked them into killing.
She was with three juveniles. So Denali Bremmer pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in connection with the death of 19-year-old Cynthia Hoffman. So Cynthia Hoffman was her quote-unquote best friend, and she had a learning disability. So I actually think in the end, it's like she thought it would be easier. I think that's why she chose this person as her victim. Now, this is 5 years ago now. So this happened in 2019. This all happened because Denali Bremmer met this and convinced four other teenagers to help her. But she is because she had met this quote unquote multimillionaire from Kansas, just named Tyler. You got to get a full name.
Yeah.
My big thing is about a multimillionaire.
You think it's like a Fight Club thing?
Yeah. I also think that in a place like Kansas, maybe I'm wrong, multimillionaire, you know, might have heard something about this person. Or they might have some kind of paper trail. At least you could look up their name.
Yeah.
And see what their business was.
Well, you don't have a last name.
You should get one. Before you agree to do a murder for money, because this guy who is also, what I love is that in the footage of people talking about all of the people involved in this is they keep using the term not sophisticated, which is legalese for everybody's dumb as shit. And they've left a pile, just piles and piles and piles and piles of evidence.
Yeah, instant messenger is just, you're just leaving it. You're leaving evidence.
You're just writing it. And if you delete it, they can find it. So it's very, very easy. So now Tyler obviously was not a man named Tyler. He was a loser by the name of Darren Schillmiller, who was a 25-year-old Indiana resident.
The worst last name.
It's because I think there's a paradox. Because it's like guys that have really bad last names are always gross. But you notice like hot women sometimes have really stupid last names.
Yeah. Like if it was like Molly.
Like Gumperman. Yeah. It's just always like technically she's like attractive.
Yeah.
Like what's her name? Remember, you know Shabusiness?
Shabusiness.
Her last name, her first name is Shabusiness. She's an absolute utter psychopath. She beheaded her boyfriend and shit. But on a good day, she'd be kind of attractive. Okay. Her name is, Taylor Shabusiness.
Okay, Taylor Shabusiness.
But she was a psychopath. Yeah, I feel like it's just because I'm inherently,
attracted to psychopaths.
Not all the time, but if she had makeup on, if she wasn't in a jumpsuit, she might be attractive. And then when you find out what she did, she'd get you in there. You'd get close. That's when she attacked the attorney, her own attorneys. Yeah. Shabusiness was Taylor Shabusiness. We have to cover this in depth because this lady. Yes. She is insane. She is really, really, she did decapitate a guy. Too much girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's a problem. If you've got too much girlfriend, you got to be able to handle it.
Honestly, it's impressive to decapitate a man.
It is. It really is. So on June 2nd, 2019, Denali Bremmer and this group. So she got three other minors and one other that was treated as an adult.
Okay.
Their group, they lured this poor lady out to Thunderbird Falls, saying they were going to go on a hike. And then she was bound with duct tape all around her face. Then she was shot in the back of the head and her body was dumped in the river. But they took up all of these pictures of this. So what this guy, Darren Schillmiller, was looking for.
They filmed it or they took pictures?
Both. Okay. He was looking for proof that they would murder somebody and he would get the proof. He would get this so-called snuff film and then he would pay all of these people $9 million.
Snuff films are expensive, but they're not $9
million. It's also like $9 million is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. You're not going to, this is from Indiana to
Kansas.
$9 million is a stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to get that money.
Especially all the way to Alaska.
But that's not where it ended. So like, this person is extremely... I do believe that Denali Bremmer was on her way to doing a bunch of fucked up shit.
Yes.
This girl that she murdered viewed herself as her best friend. And this was, and she was mentally handicapped. So partially, I think it was this concept of, I can get away with this much easier. Each one of her accessories to the murder were also promised like $500,000, $750,000. And it was like, this is just the type of money that it just exists as a concept.
Yeah.
To these guys. So just this idea of it staying around, because like, look at Denali Bremmer. What's she doing with $9 million? Hope it's going to Sephora.
No.
Because she does need a makeover. But
she's got a big face.
It is. It's a bad face.
Yeah.
But like, of course, now you know, I think it's not the worst part about her.
I think she's going to do great in prison.
She has to now because she's going to be there for 99 years. Mm-hmm. But one of the worst things, too, is that Schillmiller was trying to get many things. So he also, she was also booked on child pornography cases. Same thing with Schillmiller. Because Schillmiller was looking for her to make child pornography, like to make like sex videos with young kids and then send them to him, which she did as well. So she was ramping up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did a bunch of fucked up shit. She's going to be jailed.
Did she get paid for those?
No.
Then why would you escalate to the murder?
Because sometimes you got to do spec work. Yeah. You know. You know how many scripts we send in for free? It's like, you can kind of see how it lines up. We have to do a lot of stuff, especially as artists. We have to eat a lot of crow. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is in the way of crime.
Wow. I can't believe this. So what they do, so Schillmiller is
also now, he has also been sentenced. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy. He, what did he get? He also, I believe, got life in prison.
Okay.
But the Caden McIntosh was the kid that was in, actually pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Right now, their trial is pending. Caleb Leyland, who told police that he thought he would get $500,000 for letting Bremer use his vehicle as part of the killing, pleaded guilty to murder in the second degree. It's part of a plea agreement. His sentence is scheduled to begin in June. And the other adolescents, their stuff is all wrapped up because you can't, they don't report on juvenile crimes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so it is like, this is Anchorage. What I did love is that the mayor of Anchorage, he had the fucking balls to come out and be like, now Alaska's not known for murder. And it's like, there's been very, and you're like, bro, yeah, it's because they can't find the bodies, dude. Yeah. 64,000 people like a year go missing in Alaska.
Also, one of the most popular television shows in the world right now is about murder in Alaska.
That is literally what the entire show is about. It's about how prevalent the murder rates are in Alaska. Yeah. Except they did. I do feel like the ending kind of took a hard right, but you know, whatever.
I liked it.
People like it. You're allowed to like it.
It was very Hitchcock.
How?
I can't say how, because then I'm spoiling it for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Imagine there's a world
where
our audience is deaf.
Okay. Can we bleep it or something?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, it just ended up not being supernatural.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's angering.
I thought that was cool.
I hate that.
I like that.
I want ghosts.
Yeah, well, they don't exist.
Unfucking-believable.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, well, that's one sad story. Here's another sad story. I'm just going to quickly, I'm not going to even get into it because you should go check out.
I didn't have any jokes about that.
No, of course not. And this bit is like, so this is about Ruby Frankie. I just, if you want another, just ruin your day.
Jimmy, give me some up.
All right, yeah. So Ruby Frankie was a bitch who ran a YouTube channel called Eight Passengers. She was arrested for aggravated child abuse under Utah law. And now just was today, well, the 20th, was sentenced to 60 years in prison for 4 counts of child abuse.
Oh, my God.
They threw the book at her, what she needed. So
what
Ruby
did she do?
Ruby Frank worked with a woman named Dr. Jody Hildebrandt, who's also probably going to be covered by Last Podcast on the Left sometime soon, who was this sort of like therapist, family doctor person. They're all of the LDS faith. Everybody's a Mormon. And they...
How is that still legal?
It's because the normal Mormons are fine.
The Normans.
The Normans are fine. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them, obviously, it's like the religion as a whole has its issues. But, like, you know, most Mormons are just kind of like, ah, gee, shucks, I'm not fucking my wife that much. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. In Mormon, they want you to. You know? But, like, these guys were, they, so someplace underneath, and Natalie especially, is, I'm not going to go as far as to say obsessed, but close, with the idea of family vloggers, like these guys who she calls family exploitation.
It's her dune.
Yes. It's the but the idea of people posting their family to social media for to make money.
Yeah.
And they say a bunch of advice kind of out their fucking asshole and they just kind of make shit up. But this person, Ruby Frank, under the, I guess, the guidelines of Dr. Jody Hildebrandt, literally tortured her children. Like, not even that's not even like an exaggeration.
She like beat them and tied them up and shit.
They were tied up, they were starved, they were forced to sleep outside, they were forced to stand up for
days. Did she put it all on YouTube?
She was forced to do will. No, she put that on. She was mostly this kind of soft, vaguely attractive, normal Mormon mom that was paired and making content with this lady, Jody Hildebrandt, who's actually like the true fucking, the actual evil woman, even though this woman is also evil, but the other woman is the double evil one.
Yeah, yeah. This woman's evil and an idiot. The other person's evil.
Truly evil. But yeah. They created a thing together called Connections. Jody Hildebrandt and her, like, and it was just kind of like loose influencer, kind of Mormon goop mixed with relationship advice, mixed with family advice and all this stuff. The idea is that you would, like, you know, spray the kids with pepper spray, put cayenne pepper in their food, like do all these kind of like weird fucked up direct punishment things, because, like, I don't know why, but it's basically to bring back capital punishment for children. And the idea that that helps kids, like, she went viral for, Ruby Frank herself went viral for a period of time because she posted about how her daughter's responsibility, her daughter was like young. Yeah. And it was her daughter's responsibility to make a lunch before going to school, and she forgot. And so she went to school with no food, and the teacher called home and said, hey, you know, your daughter has no food today. You know, will you pay for her to get lunch? And she said, no. She said that that was her responsibility. She can go hungry. And so then she made a video defending herself, which obviously she got read to filth.
Of course.
Across the board, because that's not what you do.
No, you got to feed children.
It's just food. And you don't really need to treat every child like they are in a supermax prison.
No.
Oh, because I feel like that's going to make an Anders Breivik. It's going to make something bad.
Yeah.
Even as far as a Stephen Miller, and it could make.
And when you overfeed your children, you get us.
But again, food is love.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from a young age. Food is love. And yes, does that make me sort of have an unhealthy attachment to food at some points? Yes, sure.
Yeah.
But at least it's food and not crank.
God, I love feeding people.
I love to feed people. I love to eat. I love the physical sensation of eating. I was trying to explain to Natalie. I went to my literally.
Like more eating or shitting?
Oh, buddy. I like eating more.
I think so.
I like eating more because, like, I was about to say, like, shitting because that's time for me. But then I also, when I piss, I sit down.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't pee standing up anymore?
When I want to.
Really?
When I'm amongst men.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to a man area or a concert.
In the middle of the night, though?
Yeah, I'll pee. No, I pee. I stand up and pee.
Yeah.
Because what I do is I go in the complete dark and I just pee till I hear water.
Yeah. Yeah, I just open it. You search it for it. You might as well just keep your eyes closed.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm pretty good at getting to the water.
I got a nightlight. You should try it.
What do you mean?
I have a little light that you put in the socket. And
I was thinking of putting those glow strips.
Inside, like, the toilet?
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a green nuclear toilet. That's something I could see
that's
you wanting.
Awesome. Yeah, 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 that's awesome.
Secret of the ooze.
Ooh, oh, ooh, secret of the poos. Yeah. My shits are glowing, Natalie. My shits are glowing. Ruby Frank, Dr. Jody Hildebrandt, she's going to go back on, they are going to do something with her. Mm-hmm. She's going on trial at some point, but Ruby Frank completely pleaded guilty across the board.
And they're going to beat her to death now, or?
I don't think so. I think that she is trying to show remorse. She is throwing Dr. Jody Hildebrandt completely under the bus. She's saying I was under the hold of this megalomaniac.
Doesn't matter.
No, I don't think it matters either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You did it. Whether you're dumb enough to get under the hold, then you fucked.
But sometimes you do have to understand, I dealt with this a lot when we were doing various series in Scientology and dealing with how a man by the name of Michael Rinder is the, like, the one, him and Leah Remini run that show together. They had a podcast together. They did Go and Clear. They did all that kind of, but Mike Rinder, and before all of this, was the fucking head of the Scientology Gestapo. Like, he was the head of their punishment brigade. And he didn't flip until it was coming for him. And so there for a while, like, I do get upset kind of on this idea that, well, you get to make money now. I know that you're apologizing. You're apologizing and you're trying to make it right. So on that hand, I believe in rehabilitation. I believe that you can get better. I believe that you could do shit and change.
But you still, there are consequences to what you do.
Which is kind of, I think what he got was personal consequences. I think that his life fell apart and I think that he
just has to hang out with Leah Remini all the time.
But Leah Remini sounds lovely.
She does sound lovely.
I want to be around with her. And obviously I have the Kevin James's fucking hankering for her.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The idea of any fat, dumpy man from Queens, when you looked at King of Queens, you're like, that's the fucking life.
Yeah.
That right there.
Yeah.
Is nice.
Yeah, you can get an attractive woman even though you're a big, fat, stupid idiot.
But that's just called, that's called television. And then what you need to do actually is be very funny, and then you just wait for a beautiful woman to be treated poorly for a long time, and then you get in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that how we got married?
What, you and Julie?
Oh, you and me.
Yeah. Am I, which one? Which one is the hot chick? But yes, that is a, yes. So we'll get to this, but let's do some place underneath stories on this. This is just like, cause it goes much deeper. It's just absolutely fucked. And you know, these LDS people keep doing these offshoots between, you know, something like this, between the lady who poisoned her husband and wrote the book about it, between that and the fucking, you know, Lori Vallow and that whole storyline, all of these like little minor LDS mini cults are very dangerous.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful.
I mean, poison your husband, that's one thing. But when you abuse a child, that's a whole nother.
That's all I ever hear. Poison the husband. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's all I ever hear.
Yeah.
Because we're disposable, aren't we?
We are. There's so many extra dudes out there.
It's true. But I am in therapy for this.
Yeah.
You have to remember we're
not
disposable.
This is why you're in therapy?
One of the many reasons.
Yeah.
One of the many, many, many reasons.
Of all your therapists, who's your favorite?
I love this little tiny man I've invented that I speak to every day. Because you know what I love about Mini Henry? Is he's always like, you're right, Henry. And I love that guy. Like when he comes out and I'm going to be like, what should I do? Should I set fire to the neighborhood? And like I look over and get a little can of gasoline. Yeah. And I'm just been like, yes, Tiny Henry. You're incredible. but yes, that's a horrible story. And then we have one more horrible story, which was the, not horrible.
Okay.
One of my favorite storylines, obviously, for a lot of us. We all love the true ascendancy. And we all rooted for Rachel Dolezal.
Yes.
As a country. Everybody did. I know. We all did.
And I kind of liked her.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're allowed to have that.
Yeah.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. But Rachel Dolezal, she got.
Now, what happened now? I mean, I know what happened.
This is just an example. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Honestly, good, no good. It's good format. First of all, I want to just explain that this is another way for the white establishment to come after a black woman in society.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't fucking believe how dare they treat Rachel Dolezal, a black woman, this way. All right, Rachel Dolezal, who now goes by the name Nkeche Diallo.
Yeah,
she lost her job with the Catalina Foothills School District because they found her OnlyFans. Now, I've seen her OnlyFans.
Oh my God, her art page is about to fucking give my computer a virus.
Yes, I have. Oh my God. I have done research.
Oh, you subscribe?
No, I don't do. I don't have a OnlyFans account.
Well, how do you see it if you don't?
You just do let the Googling do the fucking talking, my friend. Go to Rachel Dolezal. Look it up right now.
Rachel, I seen a blurred picture.
Get to the, there's unblurred.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can look at it right here. OnlyFans, you know, I'm going to bring it up on this.
She has big breasts.
I mean, she's just showing her, this is just, she's just straight up showing her butthole. But, you know, like, again, this is what she's had to do. Because historically, black women in this country don't make as much as white women.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what she's had to do. Now, with those
that's
of you,
the choice that she made.
That's the choice that she made. And I'm getting a lot of probably, I'm already hearing the feedback and people like already being upset. But I want you to understand, I'm with you. I'm just as angry about what they did to Rachel Dolezal as anybody else. And I do think that she needs to be put in front. I don't know where she needs to go. I don't know what's the good job for her.
OnlyFans is great.
I mean, it's fine job.
I think this is difficult. Great advertisement for her OnlyFans.
But what people don't talk about with OnlyFans is the taxes. Taxes are extremely difficult.
Really?
Yes. It's hard to put it all together, especially if you have multiple streams of income. It's extremely difficult. Unless you're making that bank, bank, bank. She might be making that money.
She's making good money. Well, she changed her OnlyFans name back to Rachel Dolezal.
She had to, probably for legal reasons, because
but also, that's great for, I don't know why she was using the other name.
Because.
Who gives a fuck about Nkeki Diallo?
I think the reason why she changed her name, Eddie, is so that she could further show people that she's a black lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Rachel Dolezal is white.
Yeah.
Now, Rachel Dolezal was under fire in 2014, accused of misidentifying herself as black while serving as the head of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's really the issue, because she was a prominent civil rights leader, an African studies professor, and I do have
sympathy. Was still teaching black women's struggle, African-American art history, African history.
She was continuing to lie to another university about being black.
Well, she was teaching. Just because you're teaching it doesn't mean you have to be it, right?
But if you change your name to Nkeche Diallo, if I showed up as Henkembe Zabundo, what would you say? Like, if I arrive, look at the haircut. She's got the beehive haircut. But I understand. Rachel Dolezal came from a very troubled background. Her
family name was Rachel Dolezal.
It was. No, yeah. Not at the university. Not at the. She changed her name to Nkeche Diallo to get the job at the Catalina Foothill School District because she's famously a white woman pretending to be a black woman who has an OnlyFans. And so it is just a difficult. It doesn't make you a bad person, but it makes you not maybe your number one candidate for your local community college teaching position. Unfortunately, because I actually don't think that being an OnlyFans model has got anything to do with you being a teacher, except for the fact it might be difficult. I don't know if everybody's jerking off to you. I mean, how do I deal with it? I don't know. Everybody's fucking jerking off to me. How does anybody pay attention to me? I go to the DMV. Everybody's fucking boning up. No one looks at my face. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just looking at my fucking body. Everybody's just thinking about what it would be like to get my ankles up in the air and fucking be face deep in my muff. All right. And I understand that. But what am I going to do about that? That's just how I'm born. That's just what and all the work that I've put in to look like this.
Yeah. I just, you know, I always have a soft spot for her because at least she was trying to do good.
It's the hubris.
On the whole, she is an idiot.
It's more of that. It's just more, and we're all confused. No one knows what to do because, yes, it's just, you know, when you just go deeper into Nkeche Diallo, that's what's hard. That's what's hard, is if she just stayed Rachel, or just like, you know, Sally Dolezal, change it up a little bit.
I mean, if you changed your name to, what would you say you changed
your name? Henkembe Zabundo.
I'd be proud of you.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be bad for the show.
This is it, but yes, this is what you have to start thinking now.
Like, yeah.
But you have to think about that first.
Yeah.
Because again, if I go transracial.
I want you to be you.
Yeah, if I go to transracial, I'm not being me. I'm being a black man. You know what I mean? I'm not transracial. Transracial, I don't know if it is a thing. Sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com.
No, it's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Because I remember I asked these questions back then.
And everyone gets mad.
And everyone was like, no, you got to stop asking those questions.
Everybody's going to be really mad already.
Yeah.
Just talking about this. But that's why she's doing it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I also find it fascinating because, I mean, you know, those braids are tight.
Yeah.
She's got a tight curl. I don't know how she gets that.
She's never, like,
but she
physically harmed anybody.
No, not at all. And she went through a lot of trauma as a kid. And the black people in her family, people who took care of her, were all black. She identified with them. I understand.
It's the jerk.
It just, yes, it is the jerk. It literally is. And so I do understand. It's just a lot. It's just that, like, it's just if I arrived, like, let's say, you know, if I did say... One day.
If you showed up dressed like you were in college.
Yeah. In my Afrocentric phase.
Yeah.
But I never said I was a black man.
No, you didn't.
I just wore a knit cap.
Yeah.
And I had the dashiki.
Yeah.
And cowboy boots, yeah. Which I think helped, was a good combo, but I was, because I was 310 pounds.
Yeah, it was the only shirt that fit you.
I liked the look. No one said anything at the time.
No.
Right?
I mean, we made fun of you.
Yeah, but it was, but also it was fun.
I didn't think
fun.
You were being racist. I was just thinking you looked like ridiculous.
No, I just looked, I was always accepted with wide arms from all the people from FAMU.
Yeah.
Like they could see, because again, it wasn't until later, because now I have a knit cap and I put it on and I realize, oh, it's not good. Also, I don't have the hair, but I had the hair to fill it.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I look cool. Danny Petrosian gave me that knit hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he's in P-Funk. So
he's from
that.
P-Funk.
Yeah, there's
that's
that.
How I felt.
Yeah.
And then George Clinton pulled me on stage at one time.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and I got to go from the window to the walls. Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah,
I'll always burn in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So you should join the NAACP.
I'm just saying I love black people and I want them to thrive.
Yes.
You know, and I just like their look.
You know what it is? It's like, in all like seriousness, it's like, you can't be in charge.
No.
You can only help.
Yes. You
that's
can hang
the,
out.
That's the thing. It's I also, think that's what her real crime is.
It's like, also
in,
just
in
a
reality.
Lot of...
And not, all joking aside.
It, truly. And, the, and yeah. In reality, it's the idea of like, oh, you get to choose our identity when you are, when it's good for you. Yeah. And not when you got to actually have a more privilege growing up as a white person. Even though like, technically, Rachel Dolezal had a horrible childhood, but it's still that idea of like, there are implicit things that you don't have to deal with that yes. I would have to deal with as a black person. And I could see why they're extremely upset about that, especially if you got a job that you probably took from a black person because you're pretending to be a black person.
Yeah, that's that
that's
is the
issue.
That's the main issue.
That's the
yeah.
main issue. And then, but, and it's the hair.
Yeah, the hair.
I think the hair. But if otherwise, good honor.
Yeah.
You know, I guess. We're supposed to, I'm trying to figure out, because this next story, this I might get in even more
She's
trouble.
Got a podcast.
Wow, what an accomplishment. Wow. Yeah. No way. I'm taking that all back. Now, I'm going to compare this to this next story, and I know that this is going to get me more in trouble, but I'm just like, imagine me, right? Just before you're angry with me, just
it's too late.
Just think about what it's like looking from here out, right? Most of my life is aliens and serial killers.
Yeah.
And esoteria, right? Like that's what I read a lot about. I'm currently reading through all of John Keel's books about going all the various humanoid encounters. And this is like, that's what I read normally mm-hmm. at home. So when it comes to certain social things, I don't always understand, but I'm open, you know? So I'm not going to directly compare Rachel Dolezal to the adult baby community, but I might.
Yeah.
In a way that it is a costume and it does change how people maybe receive you.
Yeah.
Right. And this is a story that is, it's interesting because if everybody's an adult, where's the crime? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in New Hampshire, decidedly an anti-baby state.
Yeah.
Because the zoning board has denied an application for a quote-unquote diaper spa in Atkinson.
You know, you don't put diaper in the name of your business.
Well, I'm down with the diaper in the business. It's the spa. Because all I imagine is that because it's for people to dress as adult babies. And they wear diapers. And I do believe, and this is another one of those, I'd love to get an email on this, sidestoreslpotl@gmail.com. I've received mail from the adult baby diaper lover community, the ABDL community.
Yeah.
I have received information from them, so I know it's not all sexual, but I do want to know, does poo-poo in the diaper, is that separate from just hanging out in the diaper? Like, is the poo-poo time in the diaper and the pee-pee time in the diaper, is that a separate afternoon than just hanging out?
Do you immediately change it or do you sit in it for a while?
I don't know. I'd love to know. Sidestoreslpotl@gmail.com.
That's now, a great question.
The thing about the reason why I don't like a diaper spa is that if it's a poo-poo afternoon, that shit
yeah.
is going to get steamed. You just put it in the air. We're all now sitting in your poo-poo. We're in a dysentery mist.
If they're there, they like it. Babies don't go to spas. That's one thing.
Not anymore.
They never do.
No, not thanks
babies
to fucking Biden.
It's too hot.
I can't believe. I why can't my baby relax? I'm trying to see me here. I'm trying to get a massage.
Suffocate.
Yeah, fuck it.
Baby, put a baby in a sauna.
Baby's got to figure it out. Baby needs to get gains.
Baby does not figure anything out.
Baby gets sauna. Baby gets cold plunge.
Cold plunge?
Get it cut, man. You got to get the hydrochlorates up. Nah, we got a good fucking, we got to build up. I want my baby to look like little Joe Rogan. I want him to be covered in veins.
He does look like a baby.
He does. Huge nipples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This town, the Atkinson Town Hall, it was a 3-hour meeting where there was apparently a long discussion. Now, this came from a place, this lady, Colleen Murphy, she applied to run this diaper spa out of her home on Pope Road. Right now, what she's saying is that the community members raised safety concerns but having a business in their neighborhood, referencing park playgrounds, because they are trying to connect the adult baby diaper lover community to pedophilia, which is actually, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
So, if you're the baby,
then it's...
Then, yeah, that's...
You're allowed.
So yeah, Colleen Murphy... Even if you masturbate and you're the baby, that's not...
Absolutely not. You're right. You're right. You're creating fun scenarios.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is all stuff that we'd have... A lawyer might have to think about one day.
There is no pedophilia in that.
No.
But finally, a baby you could shake.
Exactly. You could shake the shit out of Gary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could shake the fucking shit out of Deirdre, the 42-year-old baby. But this is what this person is saying, is that what they are opening, this diaper spa, is not sexual in nature. That is for people that have experienced PTSD, intense trauma, and they want to go regress. She's saying that when you go to this places and you're like, it is a wonderful form of therapy. She says you go in and it's clean and they will have blankets.
I imagine.
They have baby music like goo goo ga ga. Baby shark.
Yeah.
It's probably playing pretty good. Just saying
Death
like
rattle.
But it's like this is a therapy, right? This idea,
I think as long as the people change their diaper once they go to the bathroom in their diaper, then it should be allowed.
According to Colleen Murphy, this is that you're supposed to go. It helps them process. A lot of times it's childhood trauma when they were in diapers or just getting out of diapers and they want to feel that safety that they had before that. So you go to diaperspa.com and find out, you know, they have burping things. They got things that you can do mommy tummy sessions where you cuddle with somebody. And
the diaper spa, diaperspa.com.
Diaperspa.com. And it was like, this was a nursery spa care. So you would go through and you'd get your bottom wiped. You would get your dick and balls or your vagina powdered, mm-hmm. and you'd get that. It was all decorated to look like a baby's nursery, small beds. They said that they pumped in the smell of warm cookies.
You could still like book,
which actually
virtual dates.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's very much open. And I ended up on abdlmatch.com. It's the dating site for adult baby diaper lovers.
Babies don't date.
But adults do dress as babies, but they have to be put together in a playpen.
Wouldn't they want someone to be a mommy or a daddy?
I don't know. I think a lot of times they just want baby.
Yeah.
I think they just want baby. But now this woman is
baby
a trying
on baby. But, that's gross to me.
But. It is gross. It should be gross. But not if everybody's got a mustache. Dr. Colleen Ann Murphy was a trained and licensed medical doctor. So this is the first one of these. And so, but I can see why people are freaking out, right? Because they have this idea that it's super weird. And it's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're an adult baby diaper lover, I'll hang out with you. You know what I mean? I'll hang out. Yeah. I would prefer to not hear a crinkle. You know what I mean? Like if I know you're, because I call it packing. If you're packing now, like, maybe separated. I don't know. Is that how it works?
Some people need diapers.
That's not what I'm saying.
But if someone who needs a diaper and you hear a crinkle, are you going to get upset?
No, of course not, because they're not
but
electively...
But if they want the diaper, then you're mad.
If you're doing it for fashion, I want to have a conversation before we go out to eat.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for, like, if you're doing it because you're in therapy and you want to be treated as a baby, it's going to be difficult to go to the beer barn. It's
well, you shouldn't be allowed to go. In. You're underage.
Exactly, because you're a little baby.
Yeah.
But I think that we're going to, I can hear the emails. I got a lot of corrections this week. We're going to be also talking about an Anders Breivik too. Got a lot of corrections this week, but I want to show you I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm open to change. I'm open to learning. But I wonder, because the adult baby diaper lover thing is just very specific.
This should be in Vegas.
Oh, yes. Not New Hampshire.
Not New Hampshire. They
this
don't,
was
they
Vegas.
Don't,
they could get away with
my Vermont, even over New Hampshire.
Vermont's just it's super liberal.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's the only place where you could be. You go to be a lesbian who shoots people.
This woman's only crime is location.
I would say that's the biggest issue.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you, San Francisco,
Florida, all the adults are in diapers.
Everybody. Yeah, Yeah. You might as well make it cool. Yeah. And it's like, but this was also found on the libs of TikTok account. So they were obviously being made fun of. So like, that's why on one hand, I do understand. And y'all know, you adult baby people, you know, people do make fun. But at the same time, I understand that if it comes from your trauma, you do whatever the fuck it is you do got to do. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Also, if it's inside four walls, right? If you don't put the adult baby diaper spa in the lobby of the AMC, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, then you're going to do whatever you want. I also, like, you can wear a diaper out if that's what you need to do. But I do feel like it's one of those, if you're openly poo-pooing, you should give people a heads up. Because I feel like everybody would, like, not be super into it. Like, you have to think about everybody else. It's like why the guy with the
gimp suit. What if they just called it an exclusive bathroom?
Family, go to the family bathroom.
Family bathrooms.
Well, I'm not even worried about the bathroom issue.
No, I'm just saying, if you call the whole place a bathroom. I mean, yes, it's gross, but I'm trying to find a loophole for these people.
No, and they're trying to say it here. They're trying to say it's normal. That is what they're trying to say.
I mean,
it's
not normal. It's not normal.
But it is.
It's allowed.
It's allowed.
But it's not normal.
It's just, what's normal?
What's normal? Not this. Clothes? Act of your age?
You mean fucking, oh, you mean office, the suffocating office culture and capitalism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is normal. And I don't want to go there either.
No. What's your most abnormal inner thought, you think?
Mine? Like,
what's the thing that you think that you have that nobody else has?
I mean, I dream about killing people all the time.
This is great. This is really, really
those
good.
Are dreams, though.
Yeah, those are dreams.
Those dreams. I don't this keep fantasies. When I wake up, I'm like, I'm not happy I had the dream.
No, not at all.
Yeah, those are technically they're nightmares.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good to see. You should lead with that.
Yeah.
And it's nightmares about killing people.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. I don't know. What is it? I mean, I learned recently that picking your nose causes Alzheimer's. I pick my nose. And that's
what do you mean it causes Alzheimer's?
Because you're putting a bunch of bacteria up in your nose, apparently. And it's called, and it's like a root cause of Alzheimer's. Like 91% of the people who have Alzheimer's pick their nose.
They change science every day.
They really do. I mean, that's the whole science. Yeah, that's the whole reason they have scientists.
I don't know if that's real. I think you've just made so many people upset. Growing body of evidence shows that damaging the lining of your nose gives bacteria and viruses a clear pathway to the brain where they create some of the pathologies of Alzheimer's disease. Wow. That's not good.
No. Do you pick your nose?
No.
Really?
Well, I mean, I pull.
How do you get it out?
I'll pull. Yeah, I do. Well, yeah, I do pick my nose. Yeah, sure. But I don't eat it.
You just have to wash your. I didn't say I ate it. I said I picked my nose. Wash your hands first, though. Now, from now on, you have to, if you're going to pick your nose, you got to wash your hands first.
I wish there was a tool.
There are tools.
But I mean, like a stick.
Yes.
What?
They have little scoops and shit.
There's no booger scoops.
Yeah, and you're supposed to use it for your ears, too, because Q-tips push your earwax in.
Booger scoops?
I have them, but I've never used them.
I feel like the only way you'd have a booger scoop is that you'd be using it for fucking cocaine.
This is for babies.
That's a water tube. That's what my father uses to get his earwax.
This
out.
Is what should be at the baby spa.
See, this would be nice at the baby spa. You can go, you can clearing out their earwax and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is nice.
These are just babies. Again, this is all just baby nasal aspirin.
Sucking out.
There is no such thing as a booger spoon.
I mean, I got to show you what I got. I don't have it with me, but I'll bring it tomorrow.
You just got to stop, right? It's all these little, you have little.
Show and tell.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay, that's cute.
Julie bought it for me for Christmas. There it is.
She bought, that's how bad it was?
She bought me the ears thing because she wanted me to stop using Q-tips.
See, I love Q-tips. I love how they feel.
They feel so good. I'm never going to stop.
I was trying to explain to Natalie about how like it's that feeling. And I went to go eat at my absolute favorite restaurant in the world, which is a place called Gun Show in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they made this chicken liver candy bar.
Mm.
That
I've been
was,
eating a lot of liver lately.
God, it was so, I almost cried. And I was trying to explain to her that my horniness for food, we were talking about this before, about the connection of food and overeating, food is love.
Yeah.
Is that it is horny. Like the feeling I feel about food is horniness.
Yeah.
But it's not horniness. Like I don't get hard.
It's satisfaction. No, I don't get hard when I eat. Thank
but
God.
But if I did, it'd all bets.
So annoying.
I'd be fucking a sandwich.
Yeah.
But it's like I do feel it is a horniness.
Yeah.
When I'm eating the food. Like it turns my system on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's feeders, there's gainers and all that stuff.
But I'm not a feeder or a gainer because that's still sexual.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe. So Sexual arousing involving food is arguably the most social acceptable form of paraphilia. But I'm not into this idea of like, I don't like food and sex. I think that's gross.
You don't put like whipped cream on the body?
No, no, it's gross.
I don't do that either.
No, because then it smells.
Yeah.
It starts to get smells like old milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all sticky and stuff. And I'm covered in hair.
Yeah.
It's not sexy.
You are the food.
I'm the food.
You're the food.
Me the food.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Speaking of me being the food. All right. So I think we've done enough on the A. Like, hopefully get some answers from our diaper people. They're not going to allow this spa to happen anytime soon. I've looked it up. They're shutting down. They pulled all the permits. We'll see what happens. They're going to take it. They've already been talking about taking it to the Supreme Court. But they seem busy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the Supreme Court is going to get to it.
Adult baby diapers. The brand is Crinkles, by the way. Yeah. Diapers that offer fun and bright prints. North Shore carries Crinkles diapers available in Astronaut, Aquanaut, and Original.
I feel like if we're doing these for adults, can't we make it a little bit more like, where's my Dune one?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
In order to get through the movie anyway.
I mean, the next one's even longer than the first one.
Yeah. Diapers with extra thick padding, playful designs, and quality protection are
Dune diapers,
that AVDLs love.
This is what we need is Dune diapers. Yeah. And then every time you piss in it, it says, you know, like, you know,
poon.
They're bless the maker. It says
diapers for your poon. They're Dune diapers.
Wow. I see. That's fun.
North Shore also offers ABDL diapers with stylish designs and premium protection. The Mega Max is the Supreme Collections are available in tab style. See, I pee a lot.
Call me when Zara's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, that's high fashion.
Yeah.
That's not like, this is not high fashion. This is just more companies just looking to get into the adult baby diaper lover market.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's the thing. I piss a lot. Babies only piss a little.
Yeah.
If I'm pissing big into this, like let's say I've just taken my blood pressure medication.
Yeah, even old people, they pee a little. They're all prostates all jammed up.
Gets leaking in and out.
That much. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like if you're a lady who's had a baby sometimes, if you got a vagina and you had a baby, some of the little leakage comes out too.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, every time
I piss, I get a little bit in the underwear.
Yeah. A little bit. The shit I took earlier today. That ain't fitting in the diaper.
No way, buddy. What I did today?
Yeah.
I ate a pound of Brussels sprouts last night.
Really? A full pound?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what fills me up. I ate a pound of Brussels sprouts. I had some salmon. I ate a lot. That's what I eat. To not have carbs. So I get full on the vegetables.
That's nice.
But then
I can't stop the carbs, man. I made soup and I put rice in it. I couldn't help myself.
Double up the veggies. And then the veggies get you full. And then, man, my shite is pushed to the maximum.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's get into this one last story before we get out of here. This was I was just thankful that this came in last night. You got to really be careful, right? I've never used a glory hole.
Uh-huh.
The idea of confidently, you know what it is? Is that my gut.
They can go ahead and take the word glory out as far as I'm concerned.
This is my tragedy hole. My main issue is like, and I have the problems with yoga too, right? Like I love doing yoga, but I got a big gut.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about yoga, especially if you're doing stuff belly first on the ground, kind of expecting you to not have as big of a gut,
yeah,
right? Because it's hard for you to kind of maybe access some of the muscles you're looking to access. But my problem with the glory holes is that I can't imagine my dick going past. Like, I can see my dick.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it necessarily goes that much farther than my belly.
I think it's for skinny people, glory holes.
Of dying people.
Yeah.
And so I go up.
Well, it depends on what end you're on, I guess.
Oh, man. And so I can't imagine using one.
No.
Because the idea of it is also just the idea of not knowing
it's
who's
rough.
On the other side.
It's when it's through like a bathroom wall, there's just like metal shards.
That's a criminal level of horny that I am horny.
Yeah.
But not that horny.
No.
You know? But this guy, Tony Spear. Yeah. Again, it's not funny.
All right.
We'll just skip it. Tony Spear, he tricked two men into believing they were talking to a woman online, invited them over to his Toronto home to have anonymous sex through a hole in a sheet hanging in a doorway. And then when the second man finally didn't understand what was going on, he pulled the sheet down to find Spear with the big long wig on, cowering on the ground, and he was arrested. Now, these guys are really upset that this guy made them gay. Now, he pretended to be a lady, right?
Yeah.
Which happened. So you go over, and like, no victim blaming here. They were lied to.
They were lied to.
And it's unfair. But
do you think his response was,
she. So they go, right? It's just the way all of this goes. So you go to some random woman's house. You think it's a random woman's house.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously, you're hard up.
Desperate for sex.
Something's going on. You've decided this is where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
You go into this apartment. It is just a sheet with a hole in it hanging from the doorway.
Yeah.
You hear from behind that sheet,
just make yourself comfortable.
Well, they said that he didn't talk.
He had to have said something.
Yeah. Sit down now. Okay. Oh, I better go. I gotta go watch a Kamala Harris speech. I need to go support a woman, being a woman myself.
Right? So you see the sheets kind of rustling. You're like, all right. And so he said the issue was that they went up to the hole. He was just like,
he's just doing that. Stick that loaf in the hole now.
Right? And he's just like, all right, you sexy woman. Puts his erect penis through the thing. He said originally it starts with oral sex. And you're like,
yeah.
I still feel like you might... It is still pretty difficult to tell, but you might could tell the difference between a man and a woman, but I don't know. Or the facial structure of somebody. I don't know.
There's a mustache, maybe.
Maybe. Stubble.
Yeah.
But some ladies got stubble. But then he went straight to the butt.
Yeah.
So they said they're going, and which is also, I've never heard of an entrance. Like, have you ever, you know, ever done it in the butt?
Yeah.
Now, you know how, like...
Not mine, but theirs.
Yes. No.
Hemorrhoids.
You know that. It takes some finagling.
Yeah.
That's the word I use. And
or spit.
That's Hebrew for finagling.
And also having this through sheets.
I ran mine. So it takes a second. You gotta work it in.
But unless it's all full of lubey.
So it just seems like this guy, right? So they're like, he's just getting a blowy, and all of a sudden he's just like,
"I'm out on. Now it's time for the piece to resist sounds."
He then put his butthole, like he did butt sex to the men, right? The man just had their penis through the hole, and he just went like, "Oop!" Like he just got the hole, like he saw the penis jumping up and down, and he managed to just catch the tip with the edge of his rims, I guess, and then he just went like. Like, power bottom his way in.
Butt sucked it up.
He butt sucked it up. And it's just kind of wild to me thinking that you could do that without the full help of the guy behind you, right? I don't know. Like, is that how... And then I was thinking, it's like, man, this guy had a crazy gaping hole. Right?
Maybe.
Which is also, like, good for him.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, his popularity, being around with his friends.
I'm sure there's a lot of lube involved.
There must have been. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But it sounds like it just happened. Now, this guy.
Do you think like just like the guy sitting there like with the glory hole and then like lube just like went underneath the sheet?
I actually don't know. And so like.
How many people did he do this to that are too embarrassed report this crime?
Because the thing is that like, so the first guy just took it and he left. And he said that he got 28 months in prison.
And later on, the first guy was just like,
Well, that's what I think is that.
That wasn't exactly how I pictured it.
They said they were going to come over because he set it up. He was like, we're coming over to my house for a glory hole scenario. The victims walk into the home. They put their penises inside a hole in the sheet hanging in a doorway. Oral sex was performed. And then it became penetration without warning, which both victims believed was anal. Now, the first time, Mocha rejected Spear's testimony that the men were in fact, communicating with a woman named Angela,
okay,
who had said he had access to his home, right? But they have just concluded that's fake. That he was not talking to Angela. Because then he's just like, these men just arrived in my home and wanted this from me, essentially. Like, they just,
but
I guess
put
I...
put the sheet up.
I always ring a bell for anal.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to do it, like, a ding a ding a ding a ding so the whole neighborhood knows, you know, ready for anal.
Yeah.
Bling, 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 bling. Maybe he did that. And then he missed, that was a miss communication.
Where did they, I don't understand how they put the sheet, where was the sheet up on?
On a door, it's in the doorway.
Oh, it's just in the door. So it was like open door fucking.
It was just in a doorway. Inside. You had to come in the house, and then in a doorway leading to one of the back rooms was a sheet. With a hole cut in it that he had, I'm going to say maybe taped.
I was like, why are there all these pictures of just a single man?
Yeah. Just a guy alone in front of Mount Rushmore, alone in front of like the Washington Monument. Are you married?
Never. I don't believe in the institution of marriage.
And then, yes, and then I guess that's what's hard. I'm not saying that they do, but can you imagine then? You're fucking, some guy's fucking your dick from behind, like with his own butt. Right. And the whole time you're just like, there is just something different about this. Like, you're just sitting there like being like, what?
This chick fucks like a man.
This guy. There is just something. And then, you pull down the sheet. And then he still wore a wig, which is hilarious in that way. Where he's going to be like, oh, no, I didn't brush my hair. I mean, like, what do you think the wig is going to distract from the fact that you're a naked man that he was making love to from behind?
Yeah, but you'd see, like, balls would be hitting the sheet, you would think.
I mean, it depends on how big your balls are.
Interesting.
Well, Sphere had no prior criminal record. He volunteers with his church, and he provides financial support to his parents in Lebanon. He came to Canada over a decade ago to become a pilot. And, yeah, he's not that. He says that his attorney... blames it on the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
He's lonely.
He said, it was difficult. He said, the way he put it was, many people during the pandemic had difficulty making personal connections and were creative in how they dealt with it. Mr. Sphere is here because he committed criminal offenses that negated the ability of the victims to choose how and who they engaged with. So that's why, again, it is not these men's fault that they made love to this other man in the sheet. You know, I know that they're upset.
No.
Yeah. They got lied to. Mm-hmm. But I am just going to say this, guys. You know, if you're doing a glory hole scenario, I don't care what it is, just peek through the hole.
Yeah.
Just give one look. All right? And like, because then you're here. And then you can take the power back.
Yeah. Or at least tell them to like put some mail through the holes.
I just don't need, because it's like.
So you can see who it's addressed to. You know?
Allow them to make the decision. Because they're already at the quote unquote glory hole situation.
Yeah.
And if they're there already,
you probably talk them into it.
I think that it is not that far of a bridge.
I'm surprised that they actually came forward and said this happened.
I think that their brains were destroyed.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot for them. But I think that they realized a lot of stuff at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're like, how'd I get myself into a glory hole like situation? It must have been the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
And that's what you can say because it helps you, your own brain.
It is Craigslist, not Angela's List.
Always. There's Jane's List.
Oh, is there?
But sells stuff.
Oh.
It actually sells things.
Oh, okay.
And a man's list that it's all about getting your dick sucked through a hole in a sheet. And if you see the hole in the sheet, like, because even that's not really a glory hole situation. Even this being like, this is how we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need a sturdy structure.
Yeah.
That's kind of flapping around.
Yeah, sheet doesn't seem right. I knew a buddy.
I think it was hastily thought out.
Yeah.
I think at some point, I think that Tony Sphere was like, oh my God, these guys are showing up.
Yeah. He didn't expect anyone to actually show up.
No. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But then he was like, quick thinking. How do I make a glory hole? Aha!
I got this Jewish marriage sheet.
Aha! Eureka!
I was playing a ghost for Halloween.
Now I'm fucking a guy through a sheet. Some people ask me, how did I get here? Yeah, so that's a horrible story, and yeah, I think it's great.
Do you think it's great?
Well, I think that that's good that we all know what not to do now.
Yeah.
Just straight up. Suck dick.
Yeah.
Out in the open.
I knew a guy who went to a Craigslist glory hole, and it was like a guy's house, and he said there was just like a piece of plywood up, like right inside the door. Like there was enough room to like stand up, get in the house. And then close the door behind you. Then there was like plywood there. And then
that's good. Again,
and he got his dick sucked through the plywood.
That's great. Gets you in and out.
Yeah.
And you're not really thinking about it.
No.
This person let themselves open up to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also think a bad idea to have plywood around your fucking open penis.
Yeah. I that's my thing about glory holes. It just never seemed attractive to me. Not only because of the pure mystery and horror of it, but like you got to put something around the hole.
Just the idea of just trusting.
Some leather.
Just like, trusting like, that my penis will be okay.
Yeah.
On the other side of this wall. I can't imagine.
How many penises you think have been ripped off in glory holes?
It's not even
It's got to be
that's
like
even the lightest.
At least, right?
I think it's easier for it to be ripped off than it to just be fucking mangled with a hammer.
Yeah.
I think that's so much worse.
Yeah.
Cock getting bit. Like bit the fuck up. That's so much worse than it getting ripped
off. An untrackable statistic.
Oh, yeah. No, it is hard because a lot of these guys, they aren't filling out.
No.
When they go to jail, because like you get those, like after you get out of jail, do you get like a rate your jail experience email? Like, you know, put 5 stars, you can't put your comment in.
Tallahassee did not care.
Interesting. See, I feel like, yeah. Do penises get cut off at glory holes? Thank you, Rob. Has everyone had experience their penis getting cut off? At a
cut
glory hole.
Bitten or like fucking.
They're saying no one's saying it.
Of course not.
If you got your penis cut off at a glory hole, I wouldn't be on the internet. I'd be at a monastery.
Yeah,
I would be on one of those 9-month cruises. That's where I'd die on one.
Oh man, remember that from Candyman? Can't fix that.
Better off dead. Yep. God. See, that's a glory hole.
Yeah.
It's nice because you got duct tape all around it. Showed us a picture of a glory hole. We got duct tape around it.
That's
kind of
a bigger hole than I was expecting.
That's what it should be. Because then you can see a little bit of the hands, a little bit of the face.
I don't know why I figured it was like as thick as a penis.
I think some of them are bigger. I think some of them are. I don't think that hole in the sheet was very big.
No.
I love the Wikipedia page for this. Motivations.
History.
It's true. It's like
Sanskrit.
People getting dug. I mean, people getting their fucking, like, you ever seen those, like, the old, like painted pictures on vases of guys getting their assholes eaten and shit like that?
1707, the first glory hole.
Wow.
Yeah, look at
that. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. By the trials of Thomas Vaughan and Thomas Davis.
Pre-America.
Extortion of a man in the documents known only as Mr. Gulliam. At the time, gay sex in public places could lead to arrests. Yes, I do know that. The courts heard that a man had visited a lavatory stall.
Any sex in a public place.
Oh, yeah.
Is illegal.
When another man put his penis through the hole in the wall, a boy adjoining vault put his privy member through a hole, and Mr. Gilliam, surprised by the action, fled the lavatory, only to be followed by the man who cried out that he would have had sex with him. Mr. Gilliam was then confronted by Mr. Vaughan, who, knowing Mr. Gilliam's innocence, threatened to turn him into the police and reveal him to his wife if he did not pay a sum of money. Now, that is a fucking, that's intense, man.
That's the first glory one.
That's really crazy. The idea of using it as a
side story.
The first side story.
Yeah.
Getting fucking, the idea of being blackmailed by glory hole is very, it's always been there.
Yeah.
Why true crime now? It's been like that since the very beginning. All right, let's get into some listener emails.
All right.
We actually got a lot of stuff on fugue states.
I'm very interested in this.
It's really fucked up. But you know, when a lot of them are samey, so I'm not going to go read through a bunch of them. But the one thing I have learned is don't take Ambien. A lot of this shit happens on Ambien. And it
Roseanne,
is
free Roseanne.
But well, let's not go that far. But it's the Ambien shit is just very like, it's very frightening because they're all talking about like several calls. I know that Ambien helps a lot of people, but like, so those of you that don't know, Ambien is a sleeping medication, very powerful. And these guys, like several emails talking about waking up mid driving. I took it one time. I absolutely hated it. I don't like sleeping meds at all. I can't do it. I tried Trazodone. I hated it. I just trip balls. I let it just come over me. And now I'm just like kind of semi hallucinating and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So I mostly just try to white knuckle myself to sleep or good old fashioned. The doctor prescribed to me 3 bottles of wine. And he said that knocks you right out. And it's really been it's been incredible. I want to say thank you so much. But yes, the fugue states, it happens. And people talking about people being in, waking up mid-driving, mid-eating, mid-having sex with their spouse, mid-doing these things, no idea that they're doing it. Super making videos themselves, like of them rambling on their phone and weird shit. And I know that it's not common, but I'm not fucking with it. That's for certain.
Yeah.
And also, apparently, you know, you can lose. I got into, someone sent an email like, this is a fucked up story. I'll read this email about how quickly you die when vomiting blood.
Okay.
Remember we covered the story about the guy who just started
on the plane. Yeah.
You just burst.
Yeah.
All right. In Minnesota, we have a large Somali refugee population. This will become relevant in a moment. My job in this hospital was to monitor ER doctors for a research study that the hospital was doing regarding intubation of patients admitted for emergency. I worked Friday and Saturday nights, and there was never a dull moment. So an hour into my shift, a middle-aged Somali guy gets wheeled in on a stretcher, moaning and complaining of severe stomach pains. Now, in the Somali community, goat is a very common and popular dish. Also delicious. Love goat.
I love goat. I had it last week.
I love it.
Right before I went to the Marley movie, I had some Jamaican food. I got goat.
That's incredible. Apparently, this man had been eating some goat about a week and a half to 2 weeks earlier when he swallowed a particular bite and he said it had a hard time going down. After a few days, he was experiencing abdominal pain. So he was seen at a different clinic in St. Paul. They could find nothing wrong. So they sent him home. Cut to a week later, and he's getting brought into us in a critical condition. After some tests and scans, the doctors could see that there was a large amount of liquid in his stomach and something of a blockage in his esophagus. He was sedated, and the attending ER doc went down with a pair of forceps to remove the blockage. What he came up with was about a strawberry-sized blood clot. Almost immediately after, what I can only describe as a volcano of blood came geysering out of his mouth. There was enough force behind his spasm that the column of blood stood several inches above his face as it issued out. Now, I have no idea as to the exact volume, but I'd say it was at least 2 or 3 liters. Remember, it's 5 liters of blood.
In a body.
Typically, it takes about 15% of your blood's total volume being lost before you enter into hypovolemic shock, which he rapidly did. Rule of thumb is up to 50% volume loss is certain death. I will say he was close to that. He also went to cardiac rest seconds later. As soon as he coded out, he defecated. Doctors administered sodium bicarbonate and intubated him in an attempt to regain a pulse. CPR was performed. They got a shallow heartbeat. An endocrinologist came in. They put a camera down his esophagus. We watched on the monitor. We could see that his esophageal lining was torn all the way from his throat to his stomach. Apparently, this man had swallowed a bone when he was eating that goat. And it scraped all the way down.
Wow.
And somehow the St. Paul Hospital
goat
didn't catch it.
Goat surprisingly has tiny bones.
When you also learn from Kevin, when he talked about, they do eat it in many ways. They do smash certain parts of the body and they do will sometimes have bone. And also if they're not carefully butchering it, they could sometimes have bones.
Every time I eat goat, I eat it very carefully.
Any stewed meat, I would say that to anybody, any stewed meat, you should just sort of like.
God, that scares me.
Just
so
chew
much.
Your food.
I love goat.
Just really, really chew your fucking food, which is it. But yeah, this was really bad. So apparently all that blood was just in his stomach instead of in his veins. It had all just kind of sat at the bottom of his body.
Do you think it was like mixed? It was like blood mixed with bile.
It was all bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It probably wasn't all blood.
No, some of it might have been Chipotle.
Yeah.
who knows?
Oh, man.
So that was a really fucked up one. And here's another one.
That's great. This is good.
I was living in Arizona. At the time.
Oh, this is brought to you by Postmates.
Brought to you by Postmates, by the way. Yeah, thank you. Now with goat.
Yeah. What was the other one that everyone does where you cook at home?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Blue apron.
Yeah.
I was living in Arizona at the time, and I was leaving an optometrist's office in the middle of the day. This is another encounter with the man in black.
Oh, okay.
When I stepped outside, I was approached by a tall man in an olive drab jumpsuit, completely bald, with the brightest blue eyes I have ever seen, and skin that was so white it seemed to glow in the noonday sun. He was wearing no shoes, which must have been very uncomfortable, since you could have fried an egg on the sidewalk. He asked me a bunch of questions about religion and spirituality, higher consciousness, and he kept asking me what my name was, and when I kept giving him my actual legal name, he'd go, no, what's your name? Quote, unquote. This could just be Arizona, by the way, just so you know. Yeah. Arizona is like this. He then took a phone out of his pocket and tried to give it to me, claiming he didn't need it anymore. It wasn't a model I was familiar with, so it could have been a pay-as-you-go phone, but it had wires sticking out of some of the side ports. Another person walked out of the office, and he gave the phone to them, and they took it with barely any words exchanged, like they were caught off guard or in a haze as they walked out to their car. Eventually, someone from the optometrist's office came outside to tell me that they had something for me to sign real quick. And when I went back inside, I asked if he was a local character. They claimed they had never seen him before, and they thought maybe I needed help exiting the conversation. The receptionist was very unsettled by his demeanor and appearance. When I went back outside, he was gone. And I haven't seen anyone or anything like him since. Now, we've gotten a lot of messages from people just being like, this person's an alien, they're super fucking weird, which I can understand. I feel like this might just have been, if you've spent any time in Phoenix, the homeless there are, they are a different style of homeless person.
Well, not just that. I mean, like, the people there, you know, they have snake heads as jewelry.
There's a lot of intense
tarantulas.
Energy.
You should not be able to shave a spider.
It's an intense place.
Yeah. But also, this guy came out of the optometrist's office. His eyes were all fucked up.
Dilated.
He can't see shit.
No idea what's happening.
He probably looked like a normal person. He was just confused.
No idea. But I wonder, like, the phone with the cord sticking out of it's really weird. You're the kind of shit. But it also could just be a crazy person.
It's a crazy person.
We never know.
Remember the guy who used to come on the subway? And be, I'm an alien.
Yeah,
I remember the saxophone.
He was a performer.
Yeah.
That's a performer.
This guy could be a performer.
We'll see.
I don't think we will. I think this is the last we'll hear of it.
I think he's dead. I think he's not coming back. So join us this week. We'll be doing Anders Breivik part 2. And we will be talking. It's Breivik. Thank you. I've been corrected a lot this week, but I am open. I'm going to learn.
We'll
talk about what we all learned this week. We're going to get deep into his ideology. Won't that be fun?
I'm sure it's nice and polite.
Fucking asshole. So live every day. Chomping on that goat. Don't even be thinking about the bone.
Suck on the goat.
But love.
Make sure you suck out the bones.
Love the fact that you have a tongue that can tell if there's bones in the food before you chomp on it. I hope you do.
It's the same thing I do when I eat fish. Yeah, check it for bones.
Check it for bones. Eat it. Well, my mom used to say chew 50 times. Chew each bite 50 times.
You just move your tongue around your mouth and you find the bones.
But just chew more often. Chew more thoroughly. Ask more from your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then laugh at your mouth.
Nah.
Much like that guy who was laughing all the way to the slitted sheep when he thought, man, these guys are going to love my snapping bone.
Sheet.
I feel like a dude's, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a dude's butthole and a lady's butthole feel exactly the same. It is the same hole, but I actually don't know.
I imagine one has more hair.
I feel that one would be rough.
I think that I could tell one on sight, but I think that's also an ignorant statement.
I can tell it on sight. Can I tell it by feel?
No, but you could probably see it through the sheet.
I don't think these guys look like these guys. Sounds like these guys weren't looking.
Yeah.
Not hard enough.
Yeah. If you put your eye down there and you feel a fart.
How do you feel? Also,
if it's a squirming, put your worm in. If it's a farting,
put your part. Oh, yeah. If it's squirming, don't put your worm in. It's a farting. Put your part.
Yeah.
Really having fun. Thank you guys for listening to Side Stories. We will see you on Friday and next week. And for the rest of your natural lives.
God damn that.
Hail Satan.
Hail goat meat.
Yep, I love goat meat. Mm. Check it for bones, though.
Check it for bones. It's the devil's meat.
Yeah, for cats. Stay safe.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.